Feeding your lawn every year and still not satisfied? That's because you're doing half the job. You must feed your soil too with Jonathan Green's New American Lawn Plan. Your soil is loaded with nutrients, but many never reach the grass because your soil chemistry and biology are not active. This includes nutrients from your lawn fertilizer too. Jonathan Green's New American Lawn Plan corrects the problem with two soil reviving fertilizers, Magi-Cal and Love Your Soil. Magi-Cal adjusts soil chemistry by balancing the pH, while Love Your Soil repairs soil biology by loosening hard soil and activating soil microbes. When both are in sync, lawn foods are completely absorbed by the grass and roots grow much deeper. Do the whole job. Feed your lawn and your soil with Jonathan Green's New American Lawn and get the great lawn you've always wanted. Visit newamericanlawn.com to find your local Jonathan Green retailer. That's newamericanlawn.com.
This is the opportunity you've been waiting for. For a limited time, get Xfinity X1 and internet from Comcast for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, get $150 back when you sign up today. Over 140 channels, a voice remote you can speak to, and access to Netflix. Compare that to DirecTV. Plus, with Xfinity X1, you can stream thousands of shows and movies on any device, anytime, anywhere. Get blazing fast internet speeds up to 75 megabits per second. Compare that to AT&T. And keep connected on the go with millions of nationwide hotspots. Switch now to get this limited time offer from Xfinity. Only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, act today and get $150 back. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Offer ends 5/1/2017. Requires enrollment in EcoBill, paperless billing, and AutoPay. Netflix streaming membership required. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees, including broadcast TV fee and RSNP extra, and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
A swing and a drive. Deep left center. It's got a chance. Cubs win. 3-run homer, Addison Russell. Cubs win the ball game.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves finished the regular season as Central Division champs. We'll now host Charlotte this Sunday at 2 at Allstate Arena in the Calder Cup playoffs. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for details. Tonight's the night. The Blackhawks, they're facing elimination, a possible first-round sweep at the hands of the Nashville Predators. Puck drops just after 7. Positive note, though, if the Hawks can make it through Game 4 with a win, they are 9-1 in Game 5 at the UC, 8-0 on the road in Game 6 under Joel Quenneville. AHL, Game 1, Wolves at Charlotte. That's tonight. Game starts at 6. The Cubs and Sox are both off today. Tomorrow, John Lester goes for the Cubs at the Reds, and Jose Quintana will start for the Sox against the Indians. MLB now, a few finals for you from earlier. Cleveland over Minnesota 6-2. It was Houston edging the Angels 2-1. Red Sox over the Blue Jays 4-1-10. And the Rays all over the Tigers 8-1.
You look at Bobby Portis in his first playoff game. You know what he was able to do in game one, and then Paul Zipser obviously stepping up in a huge way in game two when we played him, you know, in a position he hadn't played a lot this year with Boston going small. So, you know, it's about everybody on your roster playing a part. You know, I give our scout team great credit for getting our guys ready. They had them really frustrated the 2 days leading into game one.
That's head coach Fred Hoiberg. The entire team chipping in to give the Bulls a 2-0 lead on the Celtics. They are looking for a sweep possibly. Game 3 is tomorrow at the UC. They win that, they'll play Game 4 on Sunday. Also in the NBA tonight, Pacers host the Cavs at 6. Cleveland can go up 3-0 with a win. Toronto and the Bucks, they're tied up at a game apiece. Game 3 in Milwaukee tonight at 7. Spurs and Grizzlies this evening, 8:30. San Antonio with a 2-0 lead. And a PGA note, Tiger Woods revealed today he's undergone another back surgery. That's his fourth in the last 40 months. He is going to be out at least 6 months. Searching for a solution to the seepage in your basement? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. If you hate changing your cat's litter, then change your cat's litter. Revolutionary Arm & Hammer Slide Nonstick Clumping Litter slides right out of the litter box with no scraping, provides a 7-day odor-free home guaranteed. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, 25 years of Chicago sports talk, and the radio home of the world champion Cubs. The next game, that's tomorrow, 5:35. Cubs and Reds on The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Renter's Warehouse.
What time is it?
It's 5 o'clock.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Bernstein and Goff with you just after 5 o'clock.
And we are live on our video stream. If you're watching us or have been watching us all day long, we appreciate you at 670thescore.com and watch 670thescore.com. Brought to you by American Needle. Follow them on Instagram at American Needle.
Jake Arrieta joined us, as he does. I always get confused with the definition biweekly or semi-weekly, depending on how people define it. But every 2 weeks, he joins us. He and Chris Bryant alternate in that position. And he started off by talking about what has been, for the Cubs at this point in the season, a pretty wild week.
You know, it's tough to really script it. It's been a little hectic lately. You know, having a couple of days where the wind's howling out. The next day, it's completely opposite. We had... you know, Pittsburgh in here playing us really tough. And we had Milwaukee with, you know, a couple guys as hot as anybody right now. And, you know, we were just fortunate to come out of that Milwaukee series winning 2 out of 3 there.
Jake, it's funny. We played it in the rejoin just now last year when I asked you about the PED stuff. And you said that you know, fruits and vegetables and plants are your steroids. And now the conversation has popped up again with Starling Marte and then Anthony Rizzo talking about how he doesn't think there's enough testing. And then you saying that you get randomly tested quite often. What is that process like? Can you walk us through how that goes down and how many times that you've been tested over the last year or so?
Man, over the last year, I'd say to date, starting last year in spring training, including the off-season tests, I've been tested pretty much every off-season since I can remember. I had a urine and blood sample done this off-season when I was home in Austin. They typically they'll call you if it's a situation like that. They'll give you a call the night before and say, hey, we're going to be at your house at 8:30 in the morning. Okay, great. Take the test. Spring training, we've got a test as soon as we get to camp, I think first day of physical. And then it's random from that point on, or so they say it is. But I, you know, they can show up before the game, you know, at Wrigley. They can show up at the end of the game and either administer, you know, you have to provide them either a urine sample or a blood test. It's determined by them. So, you know, I'm tested all the time. Maybe 10 to 15 tests from this point to last year.
Wow. I didn't know it was that much.
I didn't know it was blood anytime, too. I thought it was urine during the season only.
It can be blood tests. I think Rizzo and a couple other guys had a blood test after the game a couple of nights ago. I've had it happen before. I think they do a pretty good job of, you know, doing it before the game, after the game, so it makes it harder for guys to try and get around the system. And unfortunately, I think you're going to continue to see some guys try. But it just shows that, you know, with a guy like Marte and Pop, the system is working.
I laughed out loud when I saw the video of John Lackey's post game, and I don't know if you've seen it, but when he was talking about the Eric Thames opposite field home run on the pitch that was up out of the zone, he said something that's not the kind of strength you see very often, and it kind of makes you scratch your head. And when he said it, he gave this overdone cartoon wink as he was saying it. I'm like, did I really just see that? And it's clear, you know, that what he may have been implying, and having been on the other side of some of those implications, I wonder how you feel about that, because to anybody who's been around, it was pretty obvious what John was trying to make us think.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't see or hear that. I think most of the time you just kind of laugh at what Lackey says. He's joking more times than not. But like I said, I didn't see it. You know, and I think it's just kind of maybe joking a little bit about how hot Thames is. I mean, I think he hit 6 home runs in 5 games or something like that. He's swinging the hell out of the bat, and he did a lot of damage against us. So, you know, I think it's kind of you know, just pointing out how hot he is. I don't think Lackey really meant anything by that, though, at all.
If you were to take a poll of every Major League Baseball player, what percentage you think would come back saying, you know what, we should be able to do whatever we need to do to get by?
Well, I don't know if that's a good way to put it, just simply because the health risk that could be involved. I think that you know, the safety of the players and the health of the players is one of the main concerns. Also, keeping the playing field level. I think there are things that we can do that are within the rules to, you know, to keep us healthy, to help help our bodies recover to the best of our ability. Obviously, there's things out there that are on the ban list for a reason because they do work. I don't know if there would be a way somehow to work with doctors and team doctors to find something that guys could use all across the board to, you know, either help with recovery or whatever you want to kind of open up the discussion as.
Is there something commonly thought of that should be allowed and that people have talked about that just isn't allowed for whatever reason that you think
currently
that...
on the ban list? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Collectively, I haven't really been a part of many discussions like that. I mean, I don't know exactly how many banned substances there are on the list. I know it's a lot. I don't even know the benefits or the you know, the drawbacks from certain substances that are on that list. So, I mean, that would be something that I would have to, look into a lot deeper.
I've really come a long way in evolving my thoughts on some of this stuff based on historical perspective, talking with older players about what guys who were some of the greatest players of all time who were doing things that helped them stay who they were, for lack of a better term. And I guess that's where it is with me, that you know if somebody shows up looking like a superhero from right out of a comic book from one year to the next, or comes back from another country with a completely different body, it's different than perhaps substances that just help you remain who you are over the course of a season, which can be difficult over the 6-month grind and with the aging and attrition. And I guess for me, a really open and honest conversation with doctors, trainers, teams about what kinds of things should be allowed. I'm open to that. I'm willing to hear from players about what could help them just be who they are for longer.
Well, yeah, and I think that's information that we would need to get from, you know, professionals and doctors and health experts. I'm sure there are things out there that would help players, obviously recover quicker and, like you said, be who they are for longer. Not necessarily trying to, increase your bench max by 100 pounds or anything like that with all these crazy substances. But I think that could be something that down the line we would see maybe opened up for at least a discussion.
There's been a lot made of your velocity and also the staff's velocity and how it's been down. Five guys are in the top 20 or something as far as velocity loss. Did you guys plan as far as some kind of program to delay how much throwing you guys were going to do this offseason, and maybe you're going through a collective dead arm period? What's going on right now? Is it just too early in the season to try to figure that out?
Well, if it really came down to velocity only, you know, you'd see everybody in the big leagues throwing, 100 miles an hour, 98. And that's just not – I know you guys have to talk about it, but it's just not that important to us. Our job is to go out there and get people out, and it doesn't matter if it's with 80 or 96. You know, that's not part of the job description for me. So – I mean, I don't think our guys are worried about it. We can effectively get guys out, even if we don't go out there with our best stuff, and that's really all I'm focused on.
How would you compare the post-game celebrations this year? I'm not talking about just the average, what we got used to with the average Cubs post-game celebration. The same, more subdued, or does winning a World Series change some of that stuff, going through celebrations that were beyond people's wildest dreams?
Yeah, well, I think each and every win is extremely important. And I think, having been to the playoffs a few times and having won a World Series, now you really understand that there's no more meaningless games. Like, every game is important, whether it's at the beginning or middle of April or in July or August. Each win can, at the end of the day, come down to decide if a team's in or out, as we've seen in years past with wild card teams and teams that actually get in and don't get in, it could come down to one game. So I think each celebration is very meaningful, even though it's a celebrating a victory in the middle of April. But like I said, it can come down to at the end of the season, really determining if a team's in or out, and based on one victory.
I was listening to Mark DeRosa and Mike Lowell talk on MLB Network about their hitting philosophies, and Mike Lowell mentioned that there was one pitch at every at bat against every pitcher that he just took away. He took it out of his mind and said, if that guy gets me out with that, if it was a curveball or something off speed, then fine. You know, you just spit on it and you go back to the dugout. Do you see consistently a certain pitch that you throw that guys go, you know what? I'm not going to do anything with that. If you're spotting it or wherever your command is good, your control is good. Is there a certain pitch that you see more times than not where guys go, okay, you won this round because I can't do anything with that?
Yeah, well, I think that's a good question. I think sometimes it varies from hitter to hitter because some guys are really good at hitting the ball down away. Some guys are not so good at that, and vice versa. Some guys can really handle the ball in close to them, and certain guys can't. So, you know, some guys will literally tip their cap if you can locate three heaters down and in or down and away, whichever area of weakness is more more kind of in their style, mm-hmm. they'll tip their cap and go back to the dugout. So, but you know, you get a guy to two strikes more times than not, they're trying to fight that pitch off. If it's something they're not very good at hitting and, you know, hoping that you make a mistake in the next pitch or two. So, that is something that hitters will do, but again, they, you know, they tend to fight and try and show it's not a weakness, you know, as the count gets deeper and deeper.
Who's hit the ball the hardest off of you in your life? Like it doesn't even have to be the majors where a guy took a pitch and made you hate your life in that moment.
Man, probably Miguel Cabrera. I think just he's got such good play coverage. He can hit the ball that's close to him. He can handle velocity up in the strike zone. He can handle breaking balls that are down the strike zone. One specific at bat I had against him several years ago, first pitch. And first time I had faced him in I think a year or two, and I throw him a 91 mile an hour cutter down and away, and he takes me deep to right center in Detroit. And you guys know that's a bomb there to mm-hmm. go oppo in that park. And I'll never forget it. You know, just his ability to take that ball with power out to right center in that stadium, it's just mind-blowing.
Is a pitcher's specificity of memory of such things a blessing or a curse?
Well, I think it can be both, but I just think it's an admiration for his ability and to really understand how difficult hitting is, having to do it now every 5 days if we're in a National League park. It gives me a tremendous amount of respect for, you know, the guys that can go out there each and every day and be consistent and hit, you know, 320, 330 year to year. It's just flat out amazing.
What about in general, though? Because you seem like a guy who, when a guy comes up, you've got a pretty good catalog built up with what your history is against a certain hitter in certain situations. I know there are guys I've talked to that feel sometimes they can be burdened or cluttered by access right to that information. Others who are better than some at filtering out what's salient for a given moment. How do you do it?
Right. Well, if there's recent history with a guy and I know he's had my number or I've had his, you know, it's such a chess match and they know the pitches that I have. I know their weaknesses. I know their strengths. So it's how am I going to put, you know, how am I going to move these pieces a little bit different this time to kind of keep him off balance? So, you know, like I bring up Matt Carpenter because I've had success with him. He's a good friend of mine. And I'm not throwing any different pitches to him. I'm throwing them in different counts. I'm utilizing a changeup maybe a little bit more than I would normally. So, you know, I'm not trying to punch him out. I'm not trying to blow velocity by everybody. It's just how can I mix these pitches in a way that he hasn't necessarily seen before?
Well, I know starters don't go as deep as they used to, but I remember reading there's a terrific essay in George Will's old book, Men at Work, speaking with Oral Hershiser about what he would do the first time through an order that was completely different as compared to the second and perhaps third time through, when at that point, that was the culmination of an overall plan. And it sounded to me unfathomable that somebody could be thinking that far ahead in that day's work, but indeed he was. And is it something you do too and say, look, I've got to hold this back, that I'm not going to show him this until we're in the sixth?
Yeah, well, I try and be as mindful as I possibly can about, you know, what I'm featuring that day. How's my body feeling? What's the velocity like? How's my command of these two or three pitches? And then I take that into the day. Certain days my changeup will be really good. And certain days I won't have it at all. So if that's the case, you know, I might start off the first inning and throw three or four changeups in that inning just so when the guys are walking back to the dugout, they say, okay, well, he's throwing this today or he's throwing that. And that's just – that plants a seed in the rest of the lineup's mind that, okay, we have to respect that pitch. And some days, you know, I'll come out and not throw any changeups. So to be able to utilize a couple different pitching styles throughout a season against a team that you pitch against, you know, multiple times is only going to benefit you in the long run.
How do you feel about the evolution of the cutter? I was listening to John Smoltz talk about how he hates the pitch and how it takes MPHs off a guy's arms, and all he's doing is training a guy to not utilize, you know, some of the tools that he may have in his toolbox. How do you feel about that pitch?
Well, I think the cutter is it's effective if utilized in the right situations. If you have a guy who can't necessarily get to that ball inside near his hands, right-handed or left-handed, which I have started to utilize the front hip cutter to righties on occasion. But as long as you can consistently, you know, manipulate the ball the way you'd like and not make mistakes middle in for strikes. I mean, I think that's the biggest deal is that, because with a cutter, you're not trying to get a ton of movement. For me, I'm just trying to either miss a barrel and get weak contact. And there's going to be nights where it's working well enough to just get in on guys' hands enough to get swings and misses. And that's when you'll probably see more punch-outs. But I think it's just all individual. If a guy can throw it consistently, you know, I think it's fine to utilize.
You still riding your bike to the park, or is it now with all the fame and fortune, not to mention the commercialization and construction around the park, something that's really not as feasible as it used to be?
No, I ride it a little bit, and I usually wait for the weather to turn, and I'm sitting out on the patio right now, and it feels like it's about 75, not a cloud in the sky. So we've got an off day, so I might get on it, might ride it up to Wrigley before I catch a little workout, and then we get on the team plane. But yeah, for sure, I ride it around quite a bit. I rode it over to Lester's the other day. He's right down the street, so it wasn't that far of a ride. But yeah, man, you'll see me on the bike around town.
When you guys are horsing around in the clubhouse or whatever that means, when you're horsing around as you guys do, who's the best athlete in that clubhouse? Like, who outside of baseball, who can, you know, who can hit a golf ball? Who's a terrific basketball player? Like, who could play tennis? Give me that guy.
Well, the best athletes are probably the guys playing up the middle for us, probably Javi and Addison. It's tough to go with anybody else, really. I mean, I haven't seen many guys play hoops yet. I've seen guys hit the golf ball. Hendricks is probably our best player. Hendricks or Lester, probably.
As many Jordans as Dexter Fowler owned, he didn't shoot a basketball at all last year, 2 years ago?
I might have seen him shoot it, throw it up a couple times, man. But he's got to, right? With all the J's he's got. Me and him were the same size, so I was able to get a few pairs from him. So that was nice.
Nice.
They don't help my game on the court at all. I wish that was a different story. But yeah, man, I got to get some guys on the court and see what they're capable of this year.
Well, you got to get Theo and Jet out there. You know, you talk a little contract, maybe give him an elbow or two, that kind of thing.
I know they play a little bit. They're kind of all around athletes. We've got soccer goals on the agility field in spring training. We've got a hoop out there, so those guys are doing it all.
Maybe you can line Joe Maddon up in a 40, you know, next spring training, something like that.
Might need to.
All right, Jake. Thank you for your time, man. We appreciate it. You got Cincinnati on Saturday. What do you know about this team early on? I thought they were supposed to be bad.
Well, they've been throwing the ball well, and they've been swinging. You know, they've got a lot of young players. They've got some guys banged up in the rotation. Some guys are, I think, filling in and doing well. I don't know if Finnegan's in there. You know, he's a TCU boy. I'm hoping he does well, just not against us. But they got young talent, you know, and that's kind of been a theme for them year in, year out, is just trying to develop their young players. And it seems like they're off to a pretty good start. So we'll probably have our hands full, but I like our chances.
Thanks, Jake. We'll talk in a couple weeks. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thank you.
That is Jake Arrieta, Cubs pitcher on the Bernstein and Goff Show.
Bears fans, next Thursday, the 2017 NFL Draft begins. What will the Bears do with a third overall pick? Our team of Bears experts will be there to break down their decisions as the draft unfolds. Starting at 6 p.m., join radio voices of the Bears, Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer, Hub Arkish, Hall of Fame journalist Dan Pompey, and former Bear great Patrick Manley for Chicago's best draft coverage. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
All right, listen up. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't go through what Deborah did. She listed her home with a friend, and after 2 months, her home didn't sell. Of course, it took a toll on the friendship. Amy Kite stepped in, and Amy's cutting-edge marketing sold the home in just 20 days for $250,000. Those are the kinds of results you'll get if you hire Amy Kite to sell your home. Amy Kite from Keller Williams Infinity is the real deal when it comes to buying or selling homes. When the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, call the realtor who I would call, Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Amy's unique in that she agrees on a price with you and a deadline, and if the deadline passes, don't worry, the home isn't sold. She'll rent it, lease it, buy it for cash, because that's the Amy Kite guarantee. Call Amy right now at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Again, grab a pen, grab a pencil, grab your smartphone, grab something, grab someone. 847-877-9881 is the phone number. Or go to amywillsellyourhome.com.
Details. This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute. Even though I haven't played football with Eli Manning in over a decade, I've known him for a long time. And as those who also know him can attest, he rarely, if ever, gets emotionally charged. So this afternoon, when he raised his voice and expressed his anger at the suggestion that he in any way did something untoward regarding this recent game-used memorabilia fiasco, it caught my ear. And you know what? I tend to believe him. First of all, the signed merchandise business has always been a false marketplace to me, with pricing arbitrary and the margin loss of the athlete in most cases. What does that mean? In this case, relative to his NFL salary, it means that Eli isn't getting rich by signing his name. He has no motive to cheat the customer. Love or hate his game on the field, Eli Manning has always carried himself with class and dignity off of it. I'm not willing to call him a cheat because he's getting sued by some memorabilia hound. I'm Tiki Barber.
Spring is finally here, which means the days are getting longer and the nights are getting shorter. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you know that some nights can seem endless. If you have sleep apnea and you can't get relief from your CPAP machine, there is another option, and it doesn't require a mask or hose. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a revolutionary FDA-approved implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the quiet, restful sleep you need. Inspire is FDA approved and is currently offered at more than 100 leading medical centers across the country. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
Hello, this is Dan Mayer from Northwest Metalcraft in Arlington Heights, a family-owned business celebrating 70 years as a local top pick for patio furniture, fire pits, and barbecues. We'd love to help you furnish and design the outdoor living space of your dreams. Our 22,000-square-foot showroom has a fantastic selection of patio furniture, fire pits, and barbecues that are built to last and competitively priced. From contemporary to traditional, we have the perfect patio set for your outdoor living space. We carry over 20 different patio manufacturers, including Trapitone, Woodard, Lloyd Flanders, and Kingsley Bay. Need something to complete your perfect patio set? A brand new grill will do just that. We have over 40 premium grills in gas, charcoal, pellet, and electric on display by Weber, Grillmaster, Solaire, and Memphis, starting as low as $199. Stop by and see what's cooking at our Memphis cookout this Saturday, April 22nd, between 11 and 3. Mention this ad, and we will save you the sales tax off all in-stock patio furniture. Valid through May 1st. Northwest Metalcrafts is located at 413 South Arlington Heights Road. Visit us at nwmetalcraft.com. See you soon.
If you're even thinking about getting a new ride, there's no better time than during Sunrise Chevrolet's 20th anniversary sale. They're celebrating with big savings on over 350 new Chevys. And when I say big, I mean big, gargantuan, monstrous, full of cars. A new 2017 Traverse, just $24,999. A brand new Malibu, only $16,999. Wait, did I read that right? My eyes must be fooling me. Wow, now that's a steal of a deal. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, they really are the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason sent you. Includes rebates available to all, plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. Find new roads.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
This is a price alert. This is the Knaus BMW courtesy car sale. Start your shopping. More than 75 2017 BMW models, never titled, briefly used as corporate and customer courtesy transportation, are now available to the public at great savings. BMW 3 Series sedans, luxurious 7 Series models, BMW X1, X3, and X5 sport activity vehicles will now be sold on a first-come basis. And at these prices, they will go fast. So hurry in for exceptional savings on your favorite BMW. Plus, special lease and finance offers are available by Knaus BMW through BMW Financial Services. The Knaus BMW courtesy car sale is underway. Shop Knaus BMW, Knaus Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Call 847-604-5000, knausbmw.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The Chicago baseball game day schedule is presented by Taco Bell. Cubs are off, Sox are off, but the schedule is brought to you by Taco Bell. Have you heard about the new loaded taco burrito?
Tell me about it.
It's got all the crunchy awesomeness of a taco wrapped up inside
a burrito?
Yes!
What? Now, if you tell me that there's like twice the seasoned beef in this thing, I'm down.
Guess what?
What happened?
It's got double the seasoned beef.
What?
It's only $1.49.
God, I love it when my beef is seasoned.
See, you're all set.
There it is.
Lawrence is all set, too. Lawrence Holmes will be on tonight. He's at the Hidden Shamrock in Chicago.
Nice.
So that's a fun place up in Lakeview. It's technically Lakeview. It's not quite Lincoln Park. Up North Allston that way. Just south of Diversey. So it's a fun joint. That's a Chicago institution there, the Hidden Shamrock. Yes.
All right. They were great. I did one of my appearances there for the Final Four. I walked in, they're playing Ghetto Boys. And,
nice.
Yeah,
nice.
I was like, okay. Nice. Good people's there. Love
yeah,
it.
They saw Chris was white and they were like, oh, change the soundtrack, Jimmy.
Put on Jump Around. Right. Yeah, but you can hang out with Lawrence and win Score prizes. That's brought to you by Sam Adams. It's going to be a fun night, so stop by.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves finished the regular season as Central Division champs. We'll now host Charlotte this Sunday at 2 at Allstate Arena in the Calder Cup playoffs. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for details. Game 4 tonight as the Blackhawks are facing elimination, a possible first-round sweep at the hands of the Nashville Predators. Puck drops just after 7. On a positive note for the Hawks fans out there, if the Hawks can win tonight, they're 9-1 in Game 5s at the UC and 8-0 in Game 6 on the road under Joel Quenneville. AHL, Game 1, Wolves at Charlotte. That's tonight. Game starts at 6. Cubs and Sox are off today. Tomorrow, John Lester goes for the Cubs at the Reds. Jose Quintana will start for the Sox against the Indians. MLB now, a few finals from earlier. Cleveland over Minnesota 6-2. It was Houston edging the Angels 2-1. Red Sox over the Blue Jays 4-1 and 10. And the Rays all over the Tigers 8-1. In the NBA, the Bulls, they're looking to go up 3-0 on Boston. Game tips tomorrow at the UC just after 6. Also in the NBA tonight, Pacers host the Cavs at 6. Cleveland can go up 3-0. Toronto and the Bucks, they're tied at a game apiece. Game 3 in Milwaukee, tips at 7. Spurs and Grizzlies tonight, 8:30. San Antonio with a 2-0 lead. And in the PGA, Tiger Woods revealed today he underwent another back surgery, his fourth in the last 40 months.
I'm confused, George.
And he's out at least 6 months. This Scoreboard update was brought to you by Lakeside Bank. There's only one top-rated bank in Chicago. The same bank that's top-rated in the entire state, Lakeside Bank. For 2016 S&P Global Market Intelligence reports, Lakeside is number one among all banks between $1 and $10 billion in assets. Lakeside Bank, it's about time. There's a good chance it's raining where you are. Not here, though. The wiper's up to the challenge. Get the Duralast FlexBlade wipers from AutoZone for maximum visibility, safer driving, and even the worst weather conditions. Get in the zone. AutoZone. I'm Matt Abaticola. This is The Score. We're celebrating 25 years of Chicago Sports Talk and the radio home of the world champion Cubs. The next game on The Score, that's tomorrow, 5:35, Cubs and Reds, Chicago Sports Station.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on. Oh,
it's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
Of course, there's a lot of playoff excitement on tonight where the Blackhawks will face off against the Nashville Predators.
That's it. That's top of mind.
Pacers and Cavs for me as well. I'll slide that in there, too, because I think the Pacers are... Paul George is acting a damn fool this postseason. He's making LeBron look a little blunt, little bulky, a little clunky in his defense. But yeah, it's all about Nashville against the Blackhawks, and I fully expect the Blackhawks to come back and give them a rip roaring ass kicking.
Well, I don't know
like
about
a
that.
4-1 game where it's like, all right, you guys are better. I understand. And then they'll get eliminated in a couple of days.
Right. But they might have a final sort of death spasm in them where you'll get, oh, that's what Jonathan Tate is supposed to look like. That's how Duncan Keith used to move the puck through neutral ice.
You know who needs to stop playing like a Poochie Poochington? Is your man, Artem Anisimov.
Yeah.
He has been terrible. And if you can't win one, try tying somebody up. Get a little physical. What is he, 6'3", 210, 215 pounds? It was Jamal Mayers and Conroy got as close to calling a guy, you know, a pooch as any hockey analyst I've seen in the last few years.
You gotta listen carefully to start hearing some of the buzzwords,
they're
right?
They're like, yo, if you can't win one, tie him up and let your D-man or your winger come in there and get the damn puck. Like, give your body up. How about that, Mr. Anisimov? I know he's been hurt. No, he just
got
back.
Instead of making that stick long, right?
Yeah, get in there. You know, sacrifice an elbow or a shoulder or something like that and jump in there. But yeah, this is that, like you said, that spasm game for the Hawks this evening as they try not to get eliminated by those pesky Nashville Predators.
I'll have the Blackhawks on two during period breaks, flipping with whatever is going on with basketball, probably double screening it to see if there's anything really exciting going on in one of those games that merits a quick flip over. We always say hockey's hard to flip.
Yeah.
It really is. There. It's not like baseball. Yeah. It's not like football where you just have this built-in ability to understand the rhythm of when to get there, when to get back, and when to build in your DirecTV delay and everything else. And it's very, very hard with hockey because they keep you there captive when they got you. But sure, that's going to be first and foremost shuttling back and forth from hockey
practice. And we'll see later on if on the DVR for me if David Fizdale's 30 grand got him any calls. We'll see.
That's the series you wrote off, though.
It is.
You said you're not watching it.
That, if you remember, that's the guy after the Del Negro thing happened here. That was the guy that I wanted off that Miami bench was David Fizdale. David Fizdale's been doing a lot of stuff in terms of presenting numbers to his guys and his players at way before it was cool to do so.
Speaking of which, have the Magic filled their vacancy yet?
No.
With Rob Hennigan out?
No,
so
they gave Matt Lloyd like a weird title. But it seems like he might not be there too.
Because if that were going to be Matt Lloyd's job, yeah. that was my magic bullet for the Bulls.
This is a Doc Rivers thing for them.
Oh.
If they blow up the Clippers, does Doc want to go back to where he lives in Orlando? That's what this is. I think they're trying to hold out to see if Doc wants to come back and coach a little basketball.
Gotcha. All right, other side of the glass for It's On.
Obviously, Blackhawks tonight. I'm opposite of you two. I think this is the last hurrah.
Oh, you think they get eliminated tonight?
I think it's ugly too.
Oh,
like, I just
really
have a feeling.
Oh, they're not going to skate their bags off?
No, I
no?
really don't. I think this is one of them. Like
Rajon Rondo is going to come out and make fun of them?
Yeah.
Right, they're quitting
like,
out here.
Play a strong first period, don't get a puck in net, give up a cheap goal, and then the wheels just come off.
Really?
I have a very bad feeling about 4-0 how this
skunk, huh?
Wow. Yeah. You get like Moises Alou making the plane reservations. Aramis Ramirez, you know, starting
to. Patrick Kane's flying home to Buffalo.
Right. No, he's selling his home in Buffalo. You see that?
Yeah. They Starlined him. They made sure that he's staying closer to cottage here in Chicago. Yeah. All right.
But if it's not Blackhawks, James Paxton pitching for the Mariners tonight. He has been on a tear to start off the year, so I'll be watching that late night tonight.
They got a funny name dude that's been hitting the hell out of the ball, too, don't they? It's like Hannenberger or something like that in Seattle. I'm going to look it up now.
It's not Hazelbaker, the guy that the Cardinals made up, because he's elsewhere.
It's some weird name with an H. I'll look it up right now. Chris, what do you got tonight?
Well, if I can get home in time and watch this before the Blackhawks start, because it is a big game for the Blackhawks tonight. I don't know if you guys knew that. Thanks for that confirmation. Fargo Season 3 started last night, and I fell asleep before I could check it out. It should be a good one. The first two seasons, it's a top-tier television show. And this season, Ewan McGregor plays twin brothers Ray and Emmett Stussy. So that tells you all you need to know there. So I'm looking forward to checking out the season 3 opener of Fargo.
The lid lifter.
It's my guy, man.
That is, it's on.
It's my guy.
Right now, caller 7 of the contest line, 312-591-6700, wins a membership to ChicagolandGolfClub.com. It's a golfer's dream come true, brought to you by ChicagolandGolfClub.com, home to great golf. When we come back, we are going to give away a copy of The Cubs Way. That's the terrific Tom Verducci inside look at the World Series Champions Clubhouse. And will we say hello to Lawrence as he is out at Hidden Shamrock? We will.
Cool.
So we'll look forward to doing that next on The Score.
The Hawks are down 3-0 to the Predators in round 1 of the playoffs. And now face early elimination in a do-or-die Game 4 tonight. Keep it here as we cover this crucial game on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I just got to town and I need a presentation printed for a big meeting tomorrow.
Well, Staples has everything you need to print, scan, and fax.
Great. Oh, just got a text. The home office made changes to the presentation.
No problem. You can access your files from a USB, email, or the cloud.
And the meeting isn't tomorrow, now it's today.
Our machines are self-service, so there's no waiting.
And it's not here. Now it's in Ebensburg.
I hear it's lovely this time of year.
Print, scan, fax, and copy at Staples, your office away from home.
If you're looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. Today, meet Sally, 66, Director of IT, making $72,000 a year, living in a $200,000 Albany Park bungalow, called to consolidate credit card debt. So a member of David's team, JP Marzano, helped Sally refinance into a lower rate, pay off over $50,000 of debt, and lowered her payment over $1,800 a month. Sally invested some of the refinance money into much-needed home improvements she's been putting off because she never had the money to do the work. So let's review. Sally reduced her rate, eliminated debt, saved over $22,000 a year, and renovated her home. Seriously, what are you waiting for? Stop procrastinating. Call David at 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License C-4358, NMLS 19186.
This is the opportunity you've been waiting for. For a limited time, get Xfinity X1 and internet from Comcast for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, get $150 back when you sign up today. Over 140 channels, a voice remote you can speak to, and access to Netflix. Compare that to DirecTV. Plus, with Xfinity X1, you can stream thousands of shows and movies on any device, anytime, anywhere. Get blazing fast internet speeds up to 75 megabits per second. Compare that to AT&T. And keep connected on the go with millions of nationwide hotspots. Switch now to get this limited time offer from Xfinity. Only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, act today and get $150 back. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Offer ends 5/1/2017. Requires enrollment in EcoBill, paperless billing, and AutoPay. Netflix streaming membership required. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees, including broadcast TV fee and RSNP extra, and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
And I join the Score's Lawrence Holmes, broadcasting live at Hidden Shamrock, 2723 North Halstead, from 6 to 10 p.m. Hang out with Lawrence and win some cool Score prizes. Brought to you by Sam Adams.
Hello, this is Dan Mayer from Northwest Metalcraft in Arlington Heights, a family-owned business celebrating 70 years as a local top pick for patio furniture, fire pits, and barbecues. We'd love to help you furnish and design the outdoor living space of your dreams. Our 22,000-square-foot showroom has a fantastic selection of patio furniture, fire pits, and barbecues that are built to last and competitively priced. From contemporary to traditional, we have the perfect patio set for your outdoor living space. We carry over 20 different patio manufacturers, including Trapetone, Woodard, Lloyd Flanders, and Kingsley Bate. Need something to complete your perfect patio set? A brand new grill will do just that. We have over 40 premium grills in gas, charcoal, pellet, and electric on display by Weber, Grillmaster, Solaire, and Memphis, starting as low as $199. Stop by and see what's cooking at our Memphis cookout this Saturday, April 22nd, between 11 and 3. Mention this ad, and we will save you the sales tax off all in-stock patio furniture. Valid through May 1st. Northwest Metalcrafts is located at 413 South Arlington Heights Road. Visit us at nwmetalcraft.com. See you soon.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com. Or call 888-VITAS-80.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that not the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
All right. We got a full
boat. And the boat's out, actually, sailing to Lakeview at Hidden Shamrock. Before we say hi to Lawrence, we'll give you this chance to be caller 6 of the Scores contest line at 312-591-6700. You'll win a copy of the Cubs Way, the inside look at the World Series Champions Clubhouse from Tom Verducci. Go behind the scenes of the World Series with sports writer of the year, Tom Verducci. The Cubs Way is available everywhere books are sold. Hey, Lawrence.
I've always felt like this is Linkin Park.
I'm not right? Sure. Is Diversity the dividing point?
I feel like Diversity is the dividing line. We're also a little west because we're at Halsted, so I feel like we're still in Linkin Park.
Probably are, technically.
I could be wrong. Kara, our bartender, is saying, yes, this is Linkin Park.
Well, just go outside and see if you can see the cloud of Axe body spray. If it's to the north of you, then you're in Linkin Park.
No, I see the dude bros, so that's why I kind of figured that it was Linkin Park. But we're going to be here at Hidden Shamrock until 10, doing all sorts of stuff tonight, including talking about the Blackhawks in the first hour. Because I'm just curious on exactly how what would satisfy folks at this point. Is it winning one game and not getting swept? Is it, for me, it's make them uncomfortable.
Yeah, take
so
them to six.
Win two games. Yeah, you got to go to six to make Nashville uncomfortable. And for some, like, well, they got to come back and win it all. You know, like that sort of thing. But that'll be the first hour. Lots of Bulls conversation. Jay, I had a conversation yesterday with Ricky O'Donnell of SB Nation.
Okay.
He brought up something interesting, and I know that how intensely you watch the game. He was talking about how he felt like Rondo has what the Celtics do, and he's calling it out, and that's part of
the reason
why they're winning.
Yeah, they're cutting off a lot of things, coming off of ball screens and, you know, usual pin downs or is like double action or, you know, three actions on a pin down. And it's also the instinct of, okay, they're not going to go to this again, so they're going to do something else off of this common action. So it's not just him knowing what they're running, but him having the instinct of what would I do if I were a coach or if I were a point guard right here. And he guessed right, you know, the first couple of games, and not just guessing, but we talked about it. They hit first, Lawrence. I mean, not just Bobby Portis, but Robin Lopez. When that ball goes up, you hit a guy, and then you square up and go get that ball. Or when you see that screen coming, for years, what made LeBron James the best defender in the game was that you could not screen him. He would get that lead leg out there, and if you were going to come across it, you were going to either get fouled or you're going to hurt yourself with a knee to knee because he was out there. Like they, for whatever reason, this Bulls team toughened up in those moments where they weren't going to be screened. They were going to hit first on rebounding opportunities, and they did that the first two games. They played the perfect brand of basketball that Gar Forman and John Paxson and Fred Hoiberg could have ever envisioned. They played their best two games against this team in the first round of the playoffs.
What stinks for Boston is they got to allocate two guys to Lopez.
Yeah, start face guarding him like Rodman and Tristan Thompson and guys like that. And then you get your ass kicked when you start doing stuff like that.
Right, because then if you get any kind of decent lob passer, you're screwed and you're giving up dunks.
Yep.
Do you foresee coaching in Rondo's future? Does he have the temperament to do it?
I don't... I don't know, man. He's a hard guy to get a grasp on. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if he goes into like community service type stuff where he starts working with kids and that kind of thing. But nothing would surprise me with him because he's hard to put your finger on as far as, you know, we've known the bad stuff. You know, we've seen some of the good stuff this year, but we've always known how smart he was about the game. And it's just about, can you, you know, do you have the patience to go through that with young kids or players who make a lot of money?
And the demeanor, because it's a funny question, because sometimes Rondo is not capable of fronting.
Yeah.
He's not. And sometimes as a coach, you have to. Sometimes as a coach, you have to put up a facade, and you have to be a guy that maybe you don't feel like being that day.
Yeah, you got
to
balance things feel like balancing sometimes.
Right, and sometimes you have to grit your teeth and be the guy your players need to see that day and be the guy your players need to hear that day, even if it's not what you're really thinking or feeling in the way you want to do it. And
he's a truth teller.
Right, but for better or for worse is right, what I'm saying. Right. Sometimes a truth teller, you can hurt the wrong player's feelings or send the wrong kind of message if it's just not your day. So I don't know.
I also, in listening to the show today, I really enjoyed the stroll down memory lane for Jason and Carbondale, mainly because that particular song, and it's so funny that I Want to Get High by Cypress Hill, that album, Black Sunday, is like etched in my mind. Man. Because the beginning, if you know the beginning of that song, like it's really like loud horn, and then the bass drops in, and
like the sirens, man.
Yes, and when we were at DePaul, shout out to my old roommate Mike Keys. Mike Keys took his kicker box out of the car and put it in our dorm room hooked it up to my stereo system. And so during finals, there was 1 hour where you could like be normal talking, and the rest was like 23 hour quiet hour at DePaul. And when that would come up, it was 5 to 6 every night during finals. That was the alarm.
You hear the sirens of I Want to Get High?
Yes. That was the alarm for the entire fourth floor in U-Haul that it was about to be on for at least an hour. And it just
oh yeah, the start of it too, like the start. You are dead on, Lawrence, with the sirens just ringing in the background, and you're like, oh, that must be time to do something. Oh yeah, it's time to get high.
Well, the first it's like the first track on It Takes a Nation of Millions.
Oh man,
we talk about the sirens introduction of the S1Ws,
and that album was, just opens up kicking your ass.
That was another one that was similarly where the guys would turn the speakers onto the quad, like from their dorm room windows on the second and third floor on Clock Tower Quad, and just aim them out for everybody to hear.
Yeah.
And
set the vibe.
Yep, that was that. It's like, oh, it's Friday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Shut it down.
Because Lord knows when
they were always like, look, man, it doesn't mean y'all supposed to have a party from 5 to 6.
Right.
You're like, no,
you
man.
You can talk.
Quiet time is quiet time.
This is how it's going down here in U-Haul, and we would have a blast. I've been thinking about that album, like, freshman year, man, we just clowned. So hearing Jay talk about his experience down in Carbondale just made me smile.
Yeah, man.
All right, go see Lawrence out at Hidden Shamrock. Enjoy a Sam Adams or two, and
the full
hang out there. And he's got it. You can be part of it. Chicago Baseball Game Day schedule presented by Jimmy John's. Cubs are off. Sox are off. The schedule is brought to you by Jimmy John's. Fresh, fast, and tasty. Jimmy John's is love at first bite. Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's, freaky fast, freaky fresh. Our guests were Jake Arrieta and Greg Gabriel, both really good today. We thank everybody who called in. Everybody was a part of a sprightly edition of Who's Your Guy. We also thank our video director, Brian Gertsch.
So how would you grade, when you look at your line on a box score, how would you grade the line?
I don't give a about the line. You lost.
My man,
Russ.
Forever Russell. The most usage in a game since Game 6, 1998, Michael Jordan's last game. The most usage.
The highest usage rate.
Usage rate, yep. Last night. 51 damn points and 17 shots in the fourth.
Harden was no slouch himself.
Nah, he was terrific. You know. He was terrific.
Our producers, the EP is Nick Shepkowski.
Derek Favors is out there literally on one leg for Utah.
Wow.
That is a feat.
No, it's a leg.
A foot.
The audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
Here comes Caesar.
This is interesting because Caesar is a kind of a salad.
And Malone throws salad. He's a salad tosser. You say sometimes about these finesse guys?
No.
Your music today should have been all 80s. You came up with that earlier with all Henderson Malone. Yeah.
I think the Malone family just got some breaking news from Jim DeShays. Yeah. Wow, Jim.
Okay.
Don't ask, don't tell kind of situation.
Well.
Shout out to JD. He has been pushing the limit since spring training. That's awesome.
He had to know it after he said it.
Yeah, as soon as you say it, you can't shove the words back in your mouth. But
well,
Len mentioned it on the midday show today that he said he was happy they didn't have a camera on them in the booth.
Oh, it was beat
give each other a little look.
Of course, of course. Did you just call Tommy Malone a salad tosser?
Yes, I did.
Yes, I did.
Sweet.
Oh, good, man. All right, is that it?
I think
so. We're up out of here. All right, so tomorrow, Blackhawks react. Either way, Nick Shepkowski thinks they're going to get blown out. I think they're going to do the blowing outing.
I just think it might be just a garden variety Hawks victory or something, you know, bounces past Rene in the net and everybody's happy, happy, happy.
All right, we got more sports stuff for you as well. Lawrence Holmes coming up next. Thank you for listening to 670 The Score.
Hey, 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 hey. Smoke weed every day.
I just had a comment about the Hawks. This is a big game tonight for them.
Golfers, don't miss The Scorecard. 2 hours of golf talk with Ed Sherman and Steve Oaken every Saturday morning from 6 to 8. Presented by Geneva National Resort and the BMW Championship. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
It's spring clearance time at Antioch Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, and we're selling all new minivans with rock bottom pricing. For a limited time only, a brand new 2017 Dodge Grand Caravan is just $19,900. That's a new minivan for under 20 grand. Hurry in today because the spring clearance event ends May 1st. Antioch Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on Route 173 or visit driveantioch.com.
On select models, plus tax, title, license, and doc fee, ends 5/1/17.
Feeding your lawn every year and still not satisfied? That's because you're doing half the job. You must feed your soil, too, with Jonathan Green's new American Lawn Plan. Your soil is loaded with nutrients, but many never reach the grass because your soil chemistry and biology are not active. This includes nutrients from your lawn fertilizer, too. Jonathan Green's new American Lawn Plan corrects the problem with two soil-reviving fertilizers, Magi-Cal and Love Your Soil. Magi-Cal adjusts soil chemistry by balancing the pH, while Love Your Soil repairs soil biology by loosening hard soil and activating soil microbes. When both are in sync, lawn foods are completely absorbed by the grass and roots grow much deeper. Do the whole job. Feed your lawn and your soil with Jonathan Green's New American Lawn and get the great lawn you've always wanted. Visit newamericanlawn.com to find your local Jonathan Green retailer. That's newamericanlawn.com.
Hello, this is Dan Mayer from Northwest Metalcraft in Arlington Heights, a family-owned business celebrating 70 years as a local top pick for patio furniture, fire pits, and barbecues. We'd love to help you furnish and design the outdoor living space of your dreams. Our 22,000-square-foot showroom has a fantastic selection of patio furniture, fire pits, and barbecues that are built to last and competitively priced. From contemporary to traditional, we have the perfect patio set for your outdoor living space. We carry over 20 different patio manufacturers, including Troptone, Woodard, Lloyd Flanders, and Kingsley Bate. Need something to complete your perfect patio set? A brand new grill will do just that. We have over 40 premium grills in gas, charcoal, pellet, and electric on display by Weber, Grillmaster, Solair, and Memphis, starting as low as $199. Stop by and see what's cooking at our Memphis cookout this Saturday, April 22nd, between 11 and 3. Mention this ad, and we will save you the sales tax off all in-stock patio furniture. Valid through May 1st. Northwest Metalcrafts is located at 413 South Arlington Heights Road. Visit us at nwmetalcraft.com. See you soon.
If you're even thinking about getting a new ride, there's no better time than during Sunrise Chevrolet's 20th anniversary sale. They're celebrating with big savings on over 350 new Chevys. And when I say big, I mean big. Gargantuan. Monstrous. Full of cars. A new 2017 Traverse, just $24,999. A brand new Malibu, only $16,999. Wait, did I read that right? My eyes must be fooling me. Wow, now that's a steal of a deal. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, they really are the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason sent you. Includes rebates available to all, plus tax, title, license, and doc fee. Find new roads.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
This is a price alert. This is the Knaus BMW courtesy car sale. Start your shopping. More than 75 2017 BMW models, never titled, briefly used as corporate and customer courtesy transportation, are now available to the public at great savings. BMW 3 Series sedans, luxurious 7 Series models, BMW X1, X3, and X5 sport activity vehicles will now be sold on a first-come basis. And at these prices, they will go fast. So hurry in for exceptional savings on your favorite BMW. Plus, special lease and finance offers are available by Knaus BMW through BMW Financial Services. The Knaus BMW courtesy car sale is underway. Shop Knaus BMW, Knaus Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Call 847-604-5000, knausbmw.com.
Your weekly horoscope. Libra, good times at work or a player in the cards for this week. Scorpio, at work this week, make sure you can show your follow-up and follow-through. Sagittarius, take advantage of some of the cultural attractions your city has to offer. Inspiration will go far. Capricorn, it's a good week to relax and settle down. Change is in the stars, so save some energy. Aquarius, this may be a demanding week, but it's also a good...